For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know.
We're God's people. We have been born into this family, and we're there to stay. My father, when my mother gave birth to me, she's gonna be my mother for keeps. He's gonna be my father for keeps. 250,000 years ago, farther down the line, they will say, "Who was your dad?" "Shorty." Oh, that was Joe, by the way. His name, real name was Joe, but everybody called him Shorty. I wonder why. Anyway, we got some awesome stuff waiting for us. For you young people, get into the Word, study it, and get revelation. A lot of people study and don't have the revelation, because God wants us to know what's going to happen. People today are totally frazzled up here because they have no clue what's on ahead. Well, I've been teaching on the Antichrist, what he's going to do. Remember, the Antichrist cannot come until the one holding him back will be taken out of the way. I once asked a person, he was so concerned about going through the tribulation. I said, who are you waiting for? The Antichrist or the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible teaches, the Word teaches, we're supposed to wait for the imminent return of Jesus, not for the Antichrist. We, the salt of the earth, will be taken out of the way, and then the Antichrist will come. But at the end of the tribulation, when everything will be kind of over, the world will be such a mess, it will be basically uninhabitable. And then, Revelation chapter 19, I saw heaven open, behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him were called faithful and true, and he righteously does judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name, it says nobody knew but himself, but here it says, and his name was called the Word of God. Who? The Word of God has quite a few names for Jesus. If you study it, I'm not going to go into that, but you can study it for yourself if you want to do a little studying. And all the names have different meanings. What is good for, what he's doing, what he will do, that's what his name. His name is called the Word of God. In the beginning, that's John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That was in the beginning with God. So the Word, God says, is above my what? My name. How that figures, I don't know. But Jesus is above everything, it seems, for now. We're going to see how it'll turn out. I'm anxious to know. Okay, he's coming down out of heaven. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 14, and the armies that were in heaven followed him. Who are the armies? I'll get to that. With white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, with which he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Again it says, and he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His wrath will come up in his face. His armies will follow him. They'll start a 1,000-year reign. There's one scripture says where the blood will flow to as high as a horse's bridle, that's about this high, for 200 miles. How many people will die? I don't have a clue. But it's going to be a slaughter. Those who reject God, many of them will die when Jesus comes back. They will not go into the thousand-year reign. They will go straight into the pit. And with the pit, I don't mean the lake of fire. It's kind of a prison where people are held till judgment, and then they are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Now listen to who the armies that followed him. Let us be glad. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the supper of the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. He's not the bride anymore. Now we're the bride. When he comes back, his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah. There's been a wedding feast in those 7 years of tribulation where we're going to be connected, or how do I say, married to our Lord Jesus Christ, where we will become one. That's another sermon in itself, what that means. We becoming one with God. It's the Father. I'll give you a hint. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the bride. So you know what's in store for you. You're going to be co-workers in the kingdom of God. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in what? Fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. That's exactly what it was she said here. They came out of heaven in fine linen, white and clean. And here it says, she was granted. She didn't earn it. She was granted that fine linen, clean and white. For that fine linen is our righteousness. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's going to be ours. That's our future. Amen. That is what the Word says, and the Word does not lie. Now let's go a little further. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Oh, what a futile effort that will be. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he should receive them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped the image. These both were cast where? Alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. They were the first ones in there. Who's going to be the second one in there? Satan. It says he was thrown into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. And who's going to be in after that? Those who are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. It's going to be awesome to watch and awesome to see. We're going to look and we're going to see. I want to throw something at you here. Are we going to remember our loved ones once we're in heaven, once this took place? And this preacher put it this way. He's been struggling at this for years and years. He said, do you remember somebody who hasn't been born? No, you don't. You don't know who wasn't born. Same thing with born again. You don't know. You're a spiritual being. You're in heaven. You don't know who's born again. Who's not been born again. You only know these who are born again, who are in your family. Think on those things, and it'll give you something to think about. That does make sense. I don't remember anybody who wasn't born in the flesh. Will I remember anybody who wasn't born in the spirit? Maybe not, according to the writer that wrote that. Anyways, the beast, the false prophets, they will be put into the lake of fire. And the kings of the earth and their armies, they will be put into a pit. Listen to this. I found this in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19. Not only the kings and the armies of the world, it says the earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall be removed like a cottage. The transgression thereof will be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day, now listen to this, the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones on high. Who are they? Those are the demonic realms. He will punish them together with the kings on the earth. They will be punished together. And those who accept the mark of the beast, they'll all be punished together. It's Satan and his hordes that are going to be down here on this earth to join the human armies to try to stop Jesus from coming back. And he, with the high ones on heaven, the kings of the earth, those that received the mark of the beast, those that followed Satan, they will be put down, and they will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in a pit and shall be shut up in prison. And after many days shall they be visited. After 1,000 years, God is going to bring judgment to there. In the meantime, they're in hell thinking of what lies ahead. We all know the story, how the books were opened. And those that were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're the only ones that did not go into the lake of fire. So the question today, you over listening on the internet, is your name written in the Book of Life? I hope so. Sorry, that doesn't cut it. You should know now whether your name is written there. The Word of God is what tells you when your name is written there. It tells us these things, James quoted the scripture, these things have I written unto you that you may know, not hope for, not wish for, but know that you have eternal life. So each and every one here and those on the internet, you do not fool around with that question. Get to know whether your name is written in heaven. You need to know for you to rejoice. You need to know for you to be an effective worker for God. Because if you don't know that you're going to heaven, how can you want to tell people about Jesus if you yourself are not sure of what's going to happen to you? When God opened my eyes to that truth, right almost when I became born again, I knew that I knew that I was a child of God. I could have given my head. I left house, home, people, brothers and sister for the sake of Christ. Can we all do that today? If we question ourselves deeply, can we leave everything behind to follow Christ? We may be challenged one day, maybe not, I hope not. But God wants to know your heart. He said to one guy, go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor. That one guy had his idols in his heart, and God told him to give them up. He would not do it, for he had many possessions. How many idols are keeping you from knowing that you belong to God? It's up to each and every one of you. So open your heart to these scriptures, because these scriptures are coming true. We're going to experience them, and there's not going to be one here that says, we did not know. And those on the internet, be warned, God could come at any moment. You don't look for the Antichrist, and then I'll turn to Jesus. No, it could come at any moment. You could die today even. Jesus, God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that you shall also reap. So reap the good things in life. Reap the word of God so it can produce fruit and revelation in you. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. Bring many sons to glory.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.
You are my strength when